New Year's Eve, traditions and customs. New Year in Scotland traditionally lasts for a day or more, with parties through the night. It's known as Hogmanay. In the UK, people watch the countdown of Big Ben. They listen for the striking of the bells to announce the start of the new year. It's accompanied by spectacular fireworks. The Spanish eat 12 grapes at midnight, one for each month of the coming year, to ensure each is a sweet and happy one. The Dutch burn old Christmas trees on a bonfire. The fire burns away the old and welcomes in the new. In the Philippines, they believe round things are lucky and wear clothes with polka dots on them. In Puerto Rico, they throw buckets of water out of the window to clean the old year out. They also clean their homes and decorate them, as it symbolises the cleaning of the spirit. The New Year in Japan is one of the most important holidays, known as Oshogatsu. It has been celebrated on the 1st of January since 1873 and is a symbol of renewal. In December, the Japanese have Bonankai, or Forget the Year parties, to say goodbye to the problems and worries of the past 12 months and prepare for a new year and new beginnings. Arguments, misunderstandings, and grudges are forgiven. Houses are cleaned to remove the past year. At midnight on the 31st of December, Buddhist temples strike their gongs 108 times to expel 108 types of human weakness. In South America, inhabitants of cities like Sao Paulo and La Paz wear brightly coloured underpants on New Year's Eve. Those who wear red are hoping for love in the new year. Those who choose to wear yellow are wishing for money. The Danish leap off chairs at midnight, hoping to ban all bad spirits from the new year. They also throw dishes on their friends' doorsteps. It is a good sign to find your door heaped with a pile of broken dishes. Old plates and dishes are saved during the year to throw at the homes of friends. Lots of broken dishes are a symbol that you have many friends. New Year's Eve is often celebrated with versions of different fire-related activities, mainly firework displays. In the past, it was believed that the noise and fire were thought to dispel evil spirits and bring good luck. Some more specialised fire festivals include the Allendale Tar Barrel Festival in Northumberland, where whiskey barrels filled with burning tar are balanced on people's heads, and the Stonehaven Fireball Festival near Aberdeen, where they whirl 16-pound balls of flames in the air. Things to do at the strike of midnight. At the first strike of midnight, people often open, then close and lock the back door of their house, and on the last strike of midnight, they open the front door. This allows the old year out and the new year in. White rabbits, white rabbits, white rabbits is often the first thing people say at the start of a new month to bring good luck. In Yorkshire, people say black rabbits, black rabbits, black rabbits in the last few seconds of the old year, before repeating them white rabbits three times at the start of the new year. People often raise a glass and make a toast to the new year. Happy New Year. May it bring you peace and happiness. The history of Auld Lang Syne. In English-speaking countries, people often sing Auld Lang Syne at midnight on New Year's Eve. Auld Lang Syne is an old Scottish song that was first written down in the 1700s. Robert Burns, who lived from 1759 to 1796, was a famous Scottish author and poet, and he transcribed the lyrics and his version received the most attention, so the song is attributed to him. Auld Lang Syne means old, long ago, or times gone by, and is a song about friendship. When singing it at midnight, people gather in a circle, cross their arms and hold hands with a person on either side of them. The lyrics, "We'll take a cup of kindness yet," refers to a drink shared by men and women to symbolise friendship, something which happens a lot on New Year's Eve. You can hear the tune online as well as getting the sheet music. New Year's Day traditions. Why is New Year's Day on the 1st of January? The 1st of January became recognised as the first day of the year in 46 BCE by the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar. Caesar chose the month of January as the start of the year because it was named after the Roman god Janus, who was the god of doors and gates. Janus had two faces, one looking forward and one back, and Caesar thought it would be the appropriate door to the year, as Janus looked forward to the new year and back to the old one. Even though Pope Gregory XIII introduced his new Gregorian calendar in 1582, they still kept the 1st of January as the start of the new year. New Year's Day traditions and customs. First footing. On New Year's Day across the UK, especially in Scotland, people still take part in first footing. The first foot or person to enter your house or cross the threshold on the 1st of January is said to bring all the luck, good or bad, for the year ahead. Tradition states that they have to be male, tall, dark, and preferably handsome. They cannot be doctors, ministers, or gravediggers. Families used to wait at home behind their doors until this person arrived. The visitor had to bring with them four gifts: a piece of coal, some bread, some money, and some greenery, all symbols of good luck. The coal was to make sure that the house would always be warm. The bread was to make sure that there was enough food to eat. The money symbolised having enough money, and the greenery represented a long life. The visitor would take a pan of ashes or dust out of the house with him, signifying the departure of the old year. Being a first footer has its benefits, as the man can claim a kiss from every lady in the house. The first foot used to be a chance caller, but now people ensure their luck. Often a friend or family member will go outside before midnight and then come back in to perform the ceremony. In Wales, people traditionally give each other a gift, a clenig, which is an apple with three twig legs studded with dried fruit, cloves, and a spray of evergreen stuck in the top. It is a symbol of luck for the following year and is placed on a windowsill or shelf to bring luck to the house. Clenig translates as the first day of the month, coming from the Latin word calends, also where the English word calendar comes from. In Greece, New Year's Day is also the festival of St. Basil in the Greek Orthodox Church. A traditional food to serve is vasilopita, or St. Basil's cake. A silver or gold coin is baked inside the cake, and whoever finds it, hopefully without breaking a tooth, will be lucky during the coming year. In Southern America, they eat a dish called Hoppin' John, which is black-eyed peas and ham hocks. An old saying goes, eat peas on New Year's Day to have plenty of everything the rest of the year. Many people take the chance to look back at the previous year and plan for the year ahead. They often make resolutions of what they are going to do differently. This is a custom which is believed to date back to the Babylonians. Samuel Pepys, the English writer, recorded his New Year's resolutions on December 31st, 1661. He said, I have newly taken a solemn oath about abstaining from plays and wine, which I am resolved to keep according to the letter of the oath which I keep by me. Are you going to be making any resolutions this year? Some of the most traditional ones are giving up things like cigarettes, alcohol, or chocolate, normally after the excess of Christmas. Many people don't stick to their resolutions for more than a few days or weeks. Will you? With the old year completing a cycle or coming full circle, many believe that anything in the shape of a ring is good luck. The Dutch eat donuts on New Year's Day to bring good fortune. Sounds like a good idea to me. In Japan, New Year's Day is a day of joy and no work is to be done. Children receive otoshidomas, small gifts with money inside. If you send a New Year's card postmarked by a certain date, the Japanese post office guarantees delivery on 1st of January. Check out the magazine to see how to say Happy New Year in languages from all over the world, so that you can wish the other partygoers a Happy New Year, wherever they may be. Wherever you are, I hope this is the start of a really fantastic year.